Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chrisley. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Foitak covering, for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chris Lee. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Hamlin moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ray Semprock now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux bunts towards the mound. Semprock fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Semprock. Williams scores. Foyles moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Foyles moves to third. Cox moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to home to get Foyles. Cox moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cox scores. Snyder moves to third. Lump moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Ray Semprock. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Foyles interferes with Amoros, who is awarded first base. Fernandez moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chrisley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's, Athletics 6, Tigers, 6. Ken Johnson now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fernandez. Daly moves to second. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Chrisley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berberet. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Berberet steals second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Berberet moves to third. One out. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Red Wilson now catching. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-4 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.